I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. I'm sitting here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, and there is a blizzard raging outside, even though we are on the cusp of spring, as my grandma used to say. Anyway, I've got loads of stuff for you, and I'm going to kick right off with a track from a new album from the Northeast duo Megson, Stu and Debbie Hanna. They do great versions of traditional songs, as well as writing their own material, and this one is the very first album entirely of their own songs. And what a cracker it is. The album is called Good Times Will Come Again, and this is a song which will probably have resonance for a lot of people. It's called Generation Rent.
Hour of the week to the boss man's beat just to keep my feet. Even put a bit of money in a jar to buy me a car, but I don't get far. Don't waste your life away every day, so my parents say. And when they ask if I'll ever move out, I just plead and shout that I've still got nap singing. Been the same. We got married with a kiss and a cough, dressed up like a toff, and still paying it off. We spent our honeymoon watching Boone in her parents' room. Now we take each day at a time, six cars, one drive, don't know how we survive singing. Try not to mourn if they don't leave home. We'll just build another 3 meters back. Let the bedroom stack till the steel beams crack. And on that glorious day, my darling daughter comes to say, I want to introduce Gwen to my fella. I said, go down and tell her she's living in the cellar singing.
Tin hat on that. Great song there from Megson's new album, Good Times Will Come Again. That was Generation Rent. And I'll play another track or two from that new album in the weeks to come. Now, an old mate of mine, Chris Sadler, has been up in the Dales recently playing his concertina in the local pubs. I know him from down in Canterbury, where we play in a pub called the Canterbury Tales, and a cracking pub it is too in the sessions down there. Well, Chris gave me an album by one of the London Irish lads, who comes originally from Ranafast in County Donegal. I know him as a whistle and bowron player. He's called Eamon Rogers, lived in North London for over 30 years, but he is also a singer. And a bundle of songs have been in his blood for a good few years now. And he's been wanting to put them down on disc. And he has done. Got some cracking musicians in to work with him. And the result is, I think, a very fine album indeed. From the album which is called Too Many Tunes, Too Little Time. And I must say, I empathise with that feeling entirely. From the album, here's Eamon Rogers with his version of a song which Woody Guthrie wrote in verse form and hadn't put a tune to, but which Billy Bragg, as many of you will know, put a cracking tune to. It's called Way Over Yonder, or Way Over Yonder in the minor key, in the longer version of the title.
Lived in a place called Old Fusky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. Said a little girl is playing to see. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be. Well, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Whistle to the east. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, won't you let me see? Way over yonder when the wind blows free. Nobody can see in our holler tree. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Switch from a cherry tree and laid it on the back of she and me. Stung what worse than a hive of bees. But there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Well, I've walked a long, long way, and I still look back in my tanglewood days. Let a lot of girlies then to stray. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. There ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Cracking version of the Billy Bragg Woody Guthrie song Way Over Yonder from Eamon Rogers' new album Too Many Tunes, Too Little Time. And how well does that phrase resonate through my brain? too many tunes, too little time. Now, one of the great bluesmen of all time is Eric Bibb. I remember him telling me how when he was a kid growing up in New York, he'd be sitting on the landing at the top of the stairs in their New York brownstone apartment. His mum and dad were well known in the blues world, and he would be sitting there, being sent to bed as a little boy of 5 and 6, sitting there with his legs through the railings, listening as down below, people like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee would be playing the blues in his mum and dad's kitchen. No wonder the guy grew up to be such a fantastic blues man. Here's Eric Bibb from his album Deeper in the Well with Bayou Bell. And for those of you who are wondering, a bayou is a waterway in the swamplands of Louisiana.
I love the way she calls my name. I love the way she talks. She's three parts wild, one part tame. I love the way she walks. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Since I saw her dancing in the moonlight down by the wishing well, she's on my mind day and night. I'm underneath her spell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. She's fine as she can be, built up solid off the ground, head down to her knees, soft like eiderdown. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Baby, how you want your rolling done? She looked straight into my heart, whispered in my ear, roll me from sun to sun. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou.
Stuff. Eric Bibb there with Bayou Bell from his album Deeper in the Well. If you don't know Eric's stuff, Here's my money, one of the greatest modern blues men ever. Fantastic man. Great musician. And a great bloke, actually. Lovely man to meet. Now, regular listeners to this show will probably have surmised over the last month or so that I've got something of a fascination with Euro-Celt music, which is my definition or my understanding of those bands that come out of Germany, Belgium, France or wherever, but are so steeped in Irish traditional music in particular, and sometimes Scots music as well, that they sound, and they are, authentic. They are just such wonderful musicians. I'm talking of bands like Cara, Farren Flad, and this next lot, Quilty. Quilty come from Germany, but they are consummate Celtic musicians. They are the real deal, the pure drop. The last time I heard this tune being played as good as this was in Gussie O'Connor's bar in Doolin, County Clare. Here's Quilty with the Belfast Hornpipe. Just listen, not just to the speed of this, but the beauty and the feel of the playing. It's great. Abrupt cut off there at the end wasn't something I did, it's there on the track. Just seems to end a little bit abruptly, but a fantastic version there of the Belfast Hornpipe. Control playing with a lot of vim and vigour, as my Auntie Mabel used to say. Now, I had an email from Joe Whittaker. He got hold of me through the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. You can find out loads of stuff there, but I'll tell you a bit about that in a minute. Joe emailed to say, Mike, the 9th of April sees the 40th anniversary of the death by suicide of the late and great Phil Oakes in the home of his sister, Sonia, at Far Rockway, down on Long Island Sound. Every time I sing or listen to his songs, I realise their enduring messages ringing down the years. Please mark this with a song of his on your show. I will, Joe. This is Phil Oakes with his own song, which has since become a modern classic, There But For Fortune.
Show me a prison, show me a jail, show me a prison man whose face is growing pale, and I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley, show me a train, Show me a hobo who sleeps out in the rain, and I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey that stains on the floor. Show me a drunken man as he stumbles out the door. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me a country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I, or I.
Phil Oakes from the album Songs of Freedom, This Land Is Your Land, with one of the great songs of the last 50 years, There But For Fortune. Joan Baez, many of you will know, does an absolutely beautiful version of that song. And there's a lad who left us far too young, who wrote some brilliant songs and gave some fantastic concerts. Now, if you want any information on Phil Oakes or anybody else that you've heard on the programme, or if you want to download previous podcasts of this show, then go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find loads of stuff there. You can find links through to all the artist's website and loads of other stuff as well. It's well worth a look at. Now, I'm going to play you a track from a band which no longer seem to work together all that much, though all the individuals concerned are incredibly busy in the folk world. The band were called Halali, and they were comprised of three great women fiddlers from North America, Hanika Castle and Laura Cortez, together with New England fiddler and folk singer Lisa Schneckenberger, who I've got a lot of time for, great singer and a fabulous fiddler. Well, the three girls teamed up with a guy called Flynn Cohen, who's one of America's premier guitar accompanists. He's got degrees in music from Dartington College in England and Mills College in California. Well, the four of them came together to form Halali, and though they only made one album, I think the album that they did make is absolutely superb. They do a beautiful version of a song, traditional song, called The Knight and the Shepherd's Daughter, one of the great big old ballads. And when I was researching this song, I came across a quote on the Steel Eye Span album, which I'll read to you, and which I do not for one minute believe. This song comes from the singing of John Strachan. That might be true. The first English text appeared in Anchovy Ram's Elementary Drum Tutor, Halfway to Paradiddle, published in 1293. Well, I happen to know that a paradiddle is a drum pattern, so that information is a load of rubbish. But here is a great version of The Knight and the Shepherd's Daughter from Halali. Thank you.
light. She fell on her belly and swam. And when she came to the other side, she took to her heels and ran. She ran up to the king's fair court. She pulled at the ring. It was the king came down himself to let this fair maid in. Lying twice. This day has robbed me. Oh, has he robbed you of your gold or any of your fee? Or robbed you of the rarest branch that grows in your body? He has not robbed me of my gold nor any of my fee, but he's robbed me of the rarest branch that's growing in my body. Lying twine, the willow in the dew. Lying twine, the willow in the dew. Lying twine. Foremost man, but now behind came he. Cursed be that very day that I got drunk with wine, to have a farmer's daughter here to be a true love of mine. If I am farmer's daughter, and pray leave me all alone, if you make me lady of many lands, I'll make thee lord of ten. Line twine.
And the Shepherd's Daughter from the album Halali by the band Halali. And if you want any information on that, like I say, just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. If you've just joined us in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Ireland, or wherever, you're very welcome indeed. Now, I was having a chat with some pals in a pub the other night, as you do, and we were talking about classic albums of Irish traditional music. I mentioned things like Noel Hill and Tony Lennon's album The Irish Concertina, Christy Moore's album Prosperous, Bothy Band's Out of the Wind Into the Sun, Dervish, Harmony Hill, albums like that which have just become benchmarks in traditional Irish music. And somebody said, and of course, how could I have forgotten this one? What about Andy Irvine and Paul Brady? And that's true, because that album, it was made when both of them were at the height of their careers. They both happened to be in the right place, at the right time, in the right studio, with the right producer, and together with Donal Lunny and Kevin Burke, they made one of the greatest traditional Irish albums of all time. It's not just me that says that, but many, many other people do as well. From the album Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, here's the seminal version, here's the Ur version of The Plains of Kildare. Just listen to the mandolin playing on this. It is absolutely without blemish.
About noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony on the Marble was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Grease along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before, but now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore. Miss Greasel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders, viewing the cattle just as they came there. Oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. And if you had been there to have seen them going round, you'd have thought to your heart that the mare touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. As Stewball took the rider, you tell to me, how far is that grey mare this moment from me? Says the rider to Stewball, you run in great style, you're ahead of the grey mare almost half a mile. You keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan and the grey mare.
Timeless piece of music then, a true classic of Irish traditional music. Andy Irvine and Paul Brady with Donal Lunny and Kevin Burke from an album simply called Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, that great old blue cover with the two of them just sitting there smiling into the lens. And the song there, The Plains of Kildare. If you're at all interested, there's a great T.G. Caha programme on the making of that album, T.G. 4, presented by Philip King, the Irish musician, producer and broadcaster. You can see it on YouTube. It's well worth checking out. If you just, I suppose, Googled Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, you'd find a link through to the video. It's there in its entirety, and it's well worth a look at, because they just talk about how both of them just met up again in Dublin. They knew each other, of course, from Plankstey and way back, Sweeney's Men and things like that. They met up in Dublin and just got together and made that album. As they both said, they were both at a loose end. They'd finished with the groups that they were working with, and they just got into the studio together with Donal Lunny, one of Ireland's great producers, arrangers, and I think one of Ireland's greatest fiddle players ever, Kevin Burke. And what an album they turned out. So do, if you're so inclined, check out that YouTube film, because it's well worth a gander. I'm going to play another track now from Alice Jones' new album, Poor Strange Girl. I played a track from the album on the show last week, and I've been playing the album ever since. I love it. This is a song written by the great American singer-songwriter Eric Darling, and it's called Woody Knows Nothing.
Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Red bird sitting on a sycamore limb, singing out her soul. When a big bad snake came up that tree, swallowed that poor bird whole, swallowed that poor bird whole. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Can't you see that turtle dove flying from pine to pine? A mourning for her own true love, just as I mourn for mine, oh mine, just as I mourn for mine. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. Jaybird pulls a four-horse plough, sparrow, why can't you? Because my legs are skinny and weak, and they might break in two, they might break in two. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do. I'm just a poor little country girl, money have I none, but there's silver in the moon, and there's gold in the rising sun, oh sun, gold in the rising sun. Woody knows nothing but pecking at the bough. Ah, but the sky's so blue, I never knew till I found you. Just what love could do, just what love could do.
Woody Knows Nothing from Alice Jones' new album, Poor Strange Girl. And that was herself on piano. I do love the fact that she's still got a lovely, soft Yorkshire accent. Don't lose your accent. I lost mine. Didn't mean to. Just happened over the years growing up from Manchester. I no longer say Keckle and Bockle and Fink and Chimbley and Skellington as I did when I was 7 years old. Didn't lose it on purpose. Just went. Don't know where. Might have left it in a pub. You never know. Going to play a track now from an album called And They All Sang Russell Songs, songs by Leon Russellson. If you don't know his work, he's one, I think, of the greatest songwriters in Europe. This song is sung by Des D'Amour, and it's called Jackboot Democrats, and the reason why is fairly obvious.
The army's on manoeuvres and the force are on the prowl. So you better mind your manners when you hear the sirens howl. They've rounded up the doubters and they've counted up the dead, and the spotter helicopters are patrolling overhead. And the jackboot Democrats are on parade, the ones who are made of money and the ones who got it made, the top brass, the upper class, the highest of the high. You can watch them on the giant screen that's blocking off the sky. The grub was from the media up panting for the off, and their doggy tails are wagging as they guzzle at the trough. They've learnt the trick of sitting up and begging as they wait for each tasty little tidbit from the tables of the great. And the jackboot Democrats, hoping before long to emulate the toad who's been rewarded with a gong, for building concrete runways across the nation's mind so the military can land there whenever they're inclined. A frenzy mob of money mongers, stockbrokers galore, bankers, company directors, speculators by the score, and they're trampolining skywards with great singleness of mind, propelled by jets of noxious gases that they're farting out behind. And the jackboot Democrats, the bulls of enterprise, their bank accounts are bulging but they're blank behind the eyes. They've traded in the future for a heap of ready cash as they take the treasures of the earth and turn them into trash. See the coffin load of judges, legal guardians of the state. See their wigged and robed cadavers as they slowly levitate. See them conjure from their gaping mouths and spitting tongues of fire, plastic bullets, rubber truncheons, riot shields and razor wire. And the jackboot Democrats, loath to spare the rod, exchanging toasts with ministers, comparing notes with God. It's here a stern injunction, and there a hefty fine, so that wealth is kept in power, we're all kept in line. Bring on the chorus line of Tory clones, a leer on every lip, performing patriotic pirouettes as matron cracks the whip, bleeping out identical statistical refrains to the holes in their anatomy that double as their brains. And the jackboot Democrats, quick to calculate the profits they can pocket while they steer the ship of state, with her finger on the button, matron points the way ahead. Oh, she's got a will of iron and a soul of lead. In a jackboot democracy, anyone can buy anything with money and an elegant lie. So if you fail to make the grade, be sure to qualify for a bauble's worth of glory when you're called upon to die. The jackboot Democrats are strutting center stage, exhibiting the future in an air-conditioned cage. They've got a sacred mission to make the kind of world that's fit for freedom-loving jackboot Democrats.
Well, I've always thought that Leon Russellson was British. Bertolt Brecht, Kurt Weill, his writing has always seemed to me to have a lot of depth as well as passion and a lot of wit and a lot of disturbing imagery, to say the least. That was Jackboot Democrats, sung by Des Damore from an album called And They All Sang Russell Songs, songs by Leon Russellson. Now, a couple of weeks back, talking about great singer-songwriters, I did a Richard Thompson special, and my old mate Mart Alcock, who used to play with Fairport Convention and Jethro Tull, emailed me to say, I've just done a version of Richard Thompson's great song, A Heart Needs a Home. I've recorded it with Lisa Starnini, who's the singer in Neapolitan group Cirque des Rêves, which means Circus of Dreams, apparently. Mart said, I had the pleasure of producing an album for her in Napoli last summer. It's not out yet, but I love it. I'm going to send you our version of A Heart Needs a Home. I played all the instruments on it, sang the backing vocals and produced it. This is from an idea to do a little side project album with just Lisa and me. There's more about the CDR on the website, www.martinalcock.com. That's Mart, by the way, with two A's. Martin with two A's. Well, this is, in fact, a cracking version of one of Richard Thompson's best songs ever, A Heart Needs a Home. Needs a Home from Lisa Starnini and Mart Alcock. If you want information on that, like I say, go to www.martinalcock.com. Martin with two A's. Now, I'm going to play another track from the classic Andy Irvine and Paul Brady album. Many people have covered this next song, but none of the versions, good and great as they are, have ever come close to being as wonderful as this. The song is Arthur McBride, the story of a couple of young lads walking down by the seashore who come across a British Army recruiting sergeant. That's the bare bones of the story. But what Paul Brady did to this song was something incredibly magical. By the way, if you go and look at the film I was talking about on YouTube, you'll hear Donald Lunny describing how Paul Brady sang it all the way through, and it's more than 5 minutes long. He sang it all the way through in one take. The trouble being that at the end of it, they played it back and realised there was just one fluffed word, and he had to do it all over again. And he did, beautifully. And if anything, it was even better than the first time.
Thank you. Oh, me and my cousin one other like bright as we went a walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning. Out for recreation we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Vamp, and a little wee drummer intending to come, for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although the your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my bride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy dodo. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a had sacks. I'd left them for dead in the morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and my cousin Juan Arthur McBride, as we went a walking down by the seaside. Now Marco had followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Seven minutes and 6 seconds of pure, absolute class. Arthur McBride there from the album Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, a true modern classic. Now, it is my wont to listen to street musicians wherever I am. Some of you might remember that I picked up on Blackbird's Tea Party when I stumbled across them busking in the streets of York a good few years back. Well, a couple of weeks ago I was in Canterbury, down there visiting my grandchildren, and I was walking through the streets and I heard a really powerful, interesting voice coming from across town. I wandered down and saw this next guy, Sam Brothers, busking in the street. Great voice, great guitarist, and for £5 I bought one of his albums. I really think that this guy has got the potential to go places, and I don't just mean Canterbury either. I think he's got something, particularly when I saw him live. The recording doesn't quite capture the power of the guy's voice and the resonance of it. I'm sure he'll do much greater things in times to come, but meanwhile, this is a good taste of the lad's ability. Here's Sam Brothers, the Canterbury busker, with his version of the Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Traveling on, and don't think twice, it's all right. And there ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never done before. There ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. Well, I can't hear you anymore. Well, I wish there was something you would do or say. Tell me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. And don't think twice, it's alright. Turning on your lamp, babe, the light I never know. There ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. Well, I'm on the dark side of the road. Well, I've been thinking and wondering, walking down the road. Once lovely woman, a child I'm told. Well, I gave her my heart, she wanted my soul. And don't think twice, it's alright. I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe, so I'll just say a farewell. Well, I ain't seen you treated me unkind. You could learn better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted all of my precious time. And don't think twice, it's alright. Don't think twice, it's alright. And don't think twice, it's alright.
Well, do look out for him if you're ever down in Canterbury. That was Sam Brothers there from his eponymous album with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. He does have a website. If you go to our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll be able to find a link through there to Sam's own website. Now, regular listeners will know that over the last couple of months, I've been playing tracks from the new album from Fay Heald called Old Adam. But what I want to do now is play a track from an earlier album. I was listening to it the other day and I thought, wow, that's one of the best versions of this song ever. The album is called Orfeo, Fay Heald and the Hurricane Party, and the song is called Henry. It's a version of the great ballad Edward, collected by that great Victorian folklorist and folk song collector Francis James Child, that great gatherer of traditional ballads. But I think Fay Heald does a wonderful, wonderful, evocative and chilling version of the song.
It's the blood of me sister dear. She would have my baby. Oh, set me a boat on the ocean. Set it to sail.
Healed there with a beautiful version of the traditional ballad Henry. That's from my album Orfeo, Fay Healed and the Hurricane Party. Now, I don't know too much about Paul Tasker, the next artist on the show. I do know that he's a musician and composer, and I read on his website that Cold Weather Music, his latest album, is an instrumental album featuring 9 tracks, quote, performed on acoustic guitars, 5-string banjo, pedal, steel guitar, flute, cello and percussion, recorded directly onto 1-inch tape. Tape? Are we still using that? And pressed onto 180-gram vinyl with a limited edition extra artwork feature by Whiskey and Milk. And that's as much as I know, apart from the fact that the album that he's produced, A, it's got a wonderful cover showing a wintry Scottish landscape, and B, it is an incredibly atmospheric album. Here's a little taste of Cold Weather Music from Paul Tasker. This is a track called Valve Oil, V-L-V-E, new word, oil, and don't ask. Thank you. Lovely stuff. Paul Tasker, Scottish musician, composer and guitar teacher, with a track called Valve Oil, which comes from his new album, Cold Weather Music. Time for a little more Euro-Celt music. This is the song of a girl who manages to fleece sailors coming ashore at Whitby without whacking them over the head with a piece of 4x2, which is the normal, standard Whitby means of getting a few bob out of a sailor. In this case, the girl is much more clever and subtle than that and finds a very devious but nonetheless effective means of getting all the money off poor Jackie Tarr. This is Euro Celtic band Cara with a song called The Maid of Whitby.
It's off a maid in Whitby town. She was both fair and clever. She would sit by her father's door no matter what the weather. A sailor coming home from sea, pockets overflowing. He saw the maiden sitting there quietly with her sewing. Oh, won't you come along with me, Bonnie, oh, to Whitby town and spend a little money. Father, he would not agree, would be against his wishing. With a twinkle in her eye, she said that he's gone fishing. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. Blow away, you northern winds, but none so cruel as a pretty maid that deceives you surely. Tavern in the town, they spent a little money. The night came down, the stars came out. The lady said, my sailor, oh, won't you come back home with me? I feel I must repay you. They went home and went upstairs. The maid turned down the covers, saying, come to bed, my sailor boy, let's you and I be lovers. They went home, went upstairs. The maid turned down the covers, saying, come to bed, my sailor boy, that's you and I, you be lovers. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so cruelly. Blow away, you northern winds, but none so cruel as a pretty maid that deceives you surely. Blow away, you northern out of his clothes no quicker than he ought to. When the door broke down and a man came in saying, who's that with my daughter? Sailor threw the window, leaped down to his ship's gun running. He's left behind his clothes, his watch and the best part of his money. Father with the daughter went down to the kitchen table to share the sailor's money out as quick as they were able. Father's gone to buy and a new suit from the tailors. Daughter to the door has gone to watch and wait for sailors. Blow away, you northern winds, blow away so coolly. Blow away, you northern winds, but none so cruel as a pretty maid that deceive you surely. Blow away, you northern winds. So cruel.
That was Cara there from the album In Between Times with The Maid of Whitby. Cara spelt C-A-R-A and not K-A-R-A, because there is another group of the name Cara spelt with a K. Great stuff. Now, it is impossible, I believe, to exaggerate the immense influence of the early pioneers of the second wave of the folk revival. The second wave, as I've always said, is what happened in the 50s and the 60s. People like Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger in America, and over here you've got people like Burt Lloyd, Ewan McCall, Bob Davenport, Louis Killen in the Northeast, Harry Boardman in the Manchester area, Alex Campbell, Ray Fisher, Archie Fisher, and the band I'm going to play for you now, the Ian Campbell Folk Group. They were immense, absolutely immense, during the 60s. They ran an incredibly successful club in Birmingham that was jam-packed every Sunday night. They toured Europe. They made countless albums. And they really did give us a lot of songs to sing, because they did a lot of research. They dug out material. They found material. And they put their own individual stamp on it. From the band, of course, came people like Dave Pegg of Fairport Convention and Dave Swarbrick, who worked with Martin Carthy for a long while, making some absolutely classic albums before himself going on to join Fairport Convention. Like I say, it's impossible, I believe, to overemphasize or exaggerate the contribution made by people like the Ian Campbell Folk Group to the folk scene as we now know it. I've just managed to get hold of some reissues of their early work on CD, and from the CD called Across the Hills, this is the Ian Campbell Folk Group with a song which I believe Ian wrote and set to the tune of Peggy Gordon, the great traditional song. This is a classic of its time and still sung all over the world. Come Kiss Me, Love. There of Lorna Campbell. That was the Ian Campbell Folk Group with Come Kiss Me Love, and that particular version comes from an album called Across the Hills, a CD reissue of the 1960s vinyl classic. And Dave Swarbrick there, of course, playing mandolin in the band. Good stuff. Just got time for one more track. Well, I haven't really, but I'm going to stick it in anyway. More pioneers, no pun intended, with the last band who I called a pioneer of the 1960s. This is the Sons of the Pioneers with a song which we used to sing in the Sharabank, coming back from Blackpool when I was a little kid in Lancashire. It's Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women, one of the folk songs of my misspent childhood.
Whiskey and wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Once I was happy and had a good wife, I had enough money to last me for life. I met with the gal and we went on a spree. She started me smoking and drinking whiskey.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Now I am feeble and broken with age. The lines on my face make a well-written page. I'm leaving this message, how sad but how true, on women and whiskey and what they can do.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Right on the cross at the head of my grave, for women and whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. Then write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Which probably accounts for the state of my mind at the moment. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy and drive you insane. Sons of the Pioneers there from the album Western Valley Songs. That's it for this week. Don't forget to go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. You'll find links through to all the artists. You'll find a guest book. Please go and sign it and tell us where you're listening from. I just had a couple sign in the guest book and tell me they're listening from Alaska. They are exiled northerners from England. What they are doing in Alaska is anybody's guess. Drilling for potatoes, perhaps. You never know, because I've heard of a potato drill, so it must be possible. You never know. Don't forget, also on the website, you can download every show. There's more than 170 shows now, all more than an hour long, which you can download. Keep on your little iPad, your iPhone, your clone, your whatever. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, please spread the word, because we've got no money at all for advertising. So, keep the faith, spread the word, and mind how you go. Ta-ra.